Our next application is Andrea Herbert from Belleville, Wisconsin.
Okay, I guess that's me.
We can scroll through these maybe as you talk.
This is a request for funding for the apprentice to learn more technique and expand their skill set in rose mailing, which is a Norwegian style wood painting, if I'm describing this correctly. And the master is a skilled and award-winning artist. They're considered excellent in a variety of ways. The apprentice is also award-winning, so that was my question about, like, if we were going to have, like, an upside-downside, it seemed like the apprentice was also quite accomplished already and had also racked up a number of awards. So, just a question of the utility and, like, the degree, but I think that goes to some of our other applications as well. Mm-hmm. Most of the $3,500 is going to be used on instructional fees, a small amount on supplies and mileage. But I've also seen that the apprentice and the master have worked together before in 2014. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that the apprentice was the master's first apprentice. And I'm going to double check if this was as part of the an award from this organization mm-hmm. as well.
It was.
Okay. So I wanted to note that again. I didn't know if that was something where we will want to consider repeat. If we are considering, like, repeat requests the same, or if we would take that into consideration when we're deciding between applications, or I guess we're scoring applications. Mm-hmm. Same cultural community, both Norwegian descendant, both already skilled in rose mailing. Am I saying that right?
Rose mauling.
Rose mauling.
Yeah, but basically.
It doesn't sound elegant at all. Mauling. All right. Scratch that from the record. And so I think they said they had identified certain techniques from a particular region in Norway that had been overlooked in the Americanization of rose mauling here. So they were going to talk about, they were going to work on those particular techniques from that particular region, and also the student was wanting to learn how to broaden their palette of colors that they are currently comfortable using. Right, so that is that. So the strength is that they both have a great acquaintance with the tradition, and they hit a lot of marks, but my concern is that they're both already, like, award-winning artists in this tradition. And, that's really all. I mean, they seem to know what they're doing.
I'll say on that I think as long as the master artisan and apprentice, if they're applying to return to the program again, there's another Meisner application. Mm-hmm. He's working with the same apprentice. As long as they have a work plan that sort of details, you know, why they need another focused year of working together, then we don't have any eligibility
that's not
issues.
That knocks down the scores.
No. Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about eligibility, just like.
Yeah, I'd say there's no, at least in the criteria here, there's nowhere that
place to favor or, you know.
Yeah. But if if they lack details of a work plan or something about why they need a second year, I'd say that's where you would. But in terms of just working together, yeah, nowhere to
explain
dock
what
them
they
there.
Wanted to learn about mm-hmm. the different ones.
Ron, do you have comments on this one?
Yeah, I guess I just got a little lost up in the discussion there, but I'm like new at this stuff, but I really appreciate this form of art. Fascinating to me. And so, needless to say that I scored this application pretty decent.
Other comments on the application?
my score was almost perfect, mostly because it was technically such a good application. I was a little... it seems like it's almost a symbiotic relationship. Like, they both are benefiting from each other. Like, they're both these masters who have found this good fit, almost. That's the only weakness, I would say, is that it's almost a little bit of an overkill to have them work together. They almost seem at the same skill set of level. This one gal wants to go into this Rifalk style. I don't know how to say that at all. You know what I'm saying? That Rifalky or something?
Sure. Good. I speak Swedish.
Okay. So, I thought it was like the same Scandinavian countries, right? Whatever. So...
Yeah, Scandinavian insights.
Right. So she's doing this one form that actually the master doesn't even do. So she's taking some of the master's skill sets to enhance this other skill set that the master doesn't actually do. So in that way, it seems to be a little... what she's getting out of relationship, I guess. That's the only weak part of it, and weak is even a strong word to say, is that it's...
Maybe they just like working together, and then just the way the program is set up, it asks for masters and apprentices, and could be a different type of relationship.
I mean, that's my big concern also, right? I mean, this woman is merely a Vesterheim gold medalist. She already has 5 points.
Like,
she's on the brink of... And so I guess, yeah, it's one of these weird things where the weakness is that it's so strong.
Yeah.
It's just like, is this an appropriate venue or appropriate use of grant funding for these two particular artists in this case? But yeah, I mean,
the
application... Exactly, that's the thing. The application is so strong that I don't know how to... I don't know.
But you can see, like, if you look, that there's, like, they do use, like, different palettes. But
yeah. Yeah, and I think they would both benefit, absolutely. I don't think there's much question there. It's just, like, is this...
It's like they're
is it in the spirit
top,
of a master and apprentice when both seem to be essentially masters?
Yeah. Josh, do you have any thoughts on that one?
Not really. Yeah, I agree with everybody said. It's a really strong application. I don't know. I feel like they identified areas that the apprentices would work on developing. So, I mean, I don't know what more you could ask about that, even if she is so skilled already.
Yeah. All right. Well, if there's no other comments on that one, I'd say go ahead and try and score it.